what do you think is the best way of stopping this abuse in the future? That we've had a lot of reports about new safeguarding systems and so on being set up by churches. Do you think this is the best way forward?
Look, I think, you know, a lot of the cases we're talking about are non-recent, and therefore I think the church is mostly in a rather different position now than it was in the 70s, 80s, 90s, but there is still a long way to go. And I do believe the safeguarding procedures, however cumbersome and procedural they sound, I think from the top to the bottom of the organisation, to have safeguarding as a mantra that people recognise, are well trained in, that those things are vital. But prevention also means selecting people well, training them well, and supporting them in their work, making sure that all staff, clergy and otherwise, have a code of behaviour that they're required to adhere to, and that all members of the church community, adults and children alike, are aware of the standards of behaviour they can expect and Donald how to Finlater. Report a concern.
Thank you, Donald Finlater. Thank you very much for joining us.